Good, good. Just, you know, we're just kind of plugging away. So a lot of situations that we've been trying to go through in practice. There's a lot to cover. You know, but everyone's working hard. So hopefully we're making improvements. And, you know, every one of these days are valuable. They're all important. So it's good to, you know, come out here. We've got nice weather and guys are, you know, trying to get in great shape because that's what we're going to need come September.
These practices are a little bit more spirited. It seems like you guys are kind of getting after it, maybe a little more than maybe last week.
Yeah, there's a lot of competition out there. So every drill, there's, you know, coach kind of pits the offense against the defense. And, you know, when we review the film at night, there's one side that's, you know, getting praise and the other side that's, you know, not getting the opposite. So you want to be the one that, you know, gets praised all the time. But in situations like this, it always kind of balances out. So the defense, you know, makes a lot of good plays out there. We make our fair share. And hopefully when we play a different opponent, you know, both of us are clicking, you know, where we need to.
Tom, how has the presence of Revis and Browner helped kind of sharpen the tools in your toolbox in this training camp?
They're both really, you know, they're both great players. So when you make a mistake, they make you pay. And I think that's the mark of a really good corner. And, you know, as a quarterback, you're always trying to find the weak link in the defense, and neither of those guys are weak links. So sometimes we got to go after them. We got to try to see if we can make a play. But like I said, if you miss a little bit, they end up making the play. So it's great work for us, and you know, you understand what you're up against.
Tom, your early thoughts on James White? Your early impressions on James White?
He's done a great job since he's got here. I think he's got a real maturity for someone that is just getting out of college. So he's made a lot of really great plays out here, and you know, we're all trying to work to get better, and we're all trying to make improvements. We can all do it. And, you know, all the young players need to come out here and keep working hard, and he's one of those guys that really he's been out here every day, so he's been able to do that. He's been able to make a mistake, get the correction, to come out again and not make the mistake the next day. So it's been great.
It seems like he's surprising people a little bit. Like they may have drafted him as a third down back, but now he's showing more versatility. Has he surprised you at all from what you had read and heard about him?
Well, I knew when we drafted him, everyone really liked him. So, you know, that's why he's here, because I think everyone thinks that he can contribute to the team and he can make, you know, a big impact on the team. So he's done that. I mean, he's definitely been someone that's come out every day and he makes really impressive plays for a young player. So it's you know, the more of those guys we can have, the better we're going to be collectively. And, you know, that's what training camp really gives everybody an opportunity to do, because you get the chance and, you know, you want to try to go out and show people what you're capable of. You want to go out and surprise people that, you know, they didn't think you were capable of something, and you end up showing that you can do it. So that's where you really gain the trust of your coaches and your teammates.
Tom, how much more comfortable is
Danny? I think everybody, you know, Danny, all the guys that are coming in here after their first year with our team, it's a different offense. And we do quite a few things. We move guys around a lot. There's a lot of post-snap reads, a lot of pre-snap reads. There's a lot of non-verbal communication that goes on. So, you know, we're still working at it. But, he's been out here every day working his butt off too. So that's been great to see. And we, for the most part, we've got, you know, full participation. So that's really helping our team get better, to be out here on the field doing the things that, you know, we're going to need to be able to do.
With Aaron Dobson, could not be in the offseason.
Well, I think all the guys are in different situations. I mean, it certainly doesn't help not to practice. But, you know, if you're dealing with something, you're dealing with it. There's nothing you can really do. You just got to do what the trainers tell you to do. And, you know, I know he's working hard and he wants to be out here. So whenever he gets back out here, it'll be great to have him back out here, because, you know, he was, you know, a really great player for us last year. And, you know, we need that again this year.
Will it be refreshing to kind of go down to D.C. and see you evaluate yourself against another team other than the team you're playing in practice every day?
Sure. I mean, we've practiced since the spring. You know, I don't know how many practices we've had, 21, 22. So, yeah, I mean, they've seen a lot of stuff that we do. We kind of know them a little bit. But, you know, you'll get some different competition. But this is all good work for us, too. I mean, there's sometimes where you play a team twice in a year, and, you know, they're really familiar with you, you're familiar with them, and ultimately you got to go out and the fundamentals of the game kick in. You got to make the plays, you got to make the reads, you got to do the fundamentals of the game that, you know, allow you to win the game, be dependable, block, tackle, all those things are really important. So that's kind of the fundamentals of the camp. You know, you can't come out here and scheme every play against our particular defense. We're just trying to install the things that we do. And then, you know, there's some plays that we run that we probably never run, you know, if we knew a team were going to play the style of defense that they're playing, but it's still good work for us.
Tom, We know that Sunday's a big day on your personal calendar. 37th birthday. Happy birthday, Gary.
Thank you.
We get a chance to celebrate that. But in terms of, you know, what it means, and you become reflective a little bit, and especially when you're in camp, and how do you maintain the exuberance that you had when you're in your roaring 20s, you know, now that you're getting ready to turn 37?
Well, I think I owe it to my teammates to bring the enthusiasm and energy, you know, every day. So there's no days off for the quarterback. I think that we try to set a great example. And, you know, I learned that from the guys that I've played with my whole career, whether I was at Michigan or whether it's Drew Bledsoe or Damon Heward or, you know, all the guys I've taken something from. So, you know, like I said, I've been lucky to do something I really love to do. And, you know, I'd love to, you know, keep doing it. So that's a great motivation for me to come out. And I mean, where else would I rather be? I mean, this is a lot better than any cubicle I could probably think of. So I mean, it's a pretty good office.
Tom, have you loved to see the defensive physicality rep to rep in practice, even though it makes it difficult sometimes to find guys and it might be a little beyond the pale?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, they're a physical defense. So I think all those guys are veterans. They kind of know how to get away with certain plays. I mean, you know, like holding, for example, it happens every play. So if you look close enough, you're going to find holding. But, you know, there's an edge that you can always push it to. So if you look at the offensive line, they're holding on every play. That's just the way football is. You got to do it in a way where the refs don't see it and don't call it. But, you know, that same goes for the defensive backfield. You know, if there's a way to gain leverage on a particular route, then you're going to use it. You know, the veterans know how to do it probably better than they know right where the limit is.
Is there a point where you say, you know what, screwing up the rep, it's not giving us a good look, but you say, you know what, this is good preparation, you have to work through it because this is what you might see. Is it a fine balance?
Absolutely. I think that's what defenses do. So, I mean, we'll go into games and say, look, these guys hold on every play, you know, and, you know, they grab you, they clutch you, they armbar you, but we still got to figure out a way to get open because it's not flag football. Their hands are going to be on you, and the refs, you know, they're only going to call it when you pass the limit of what, you know, they think where the limit is. So that's just part of football, and I think, you know, the best defenses that I ever played against, they get their hands on you, and they don't let you get into your route, and they disrupt the timing, and, you know, our corners and Kyle Arrington and, you know, linebackers and coverage do a great job of that too. But we got to learn to be just as physical, and, you know, we got to learn to push off in the right way and gain our leverage because, you know, that's how it's going to be when it matters.
Tom, how much has Alex helped you?
How much has he helped me? He's more than anyone could ever realize. So he's been someone I've been very lucky to work with for a long time. And, you know, he's my best friend. He's phenomenal at what he does, probably the best in the world. So I'm pretty lucky.
Tom, when you were growing up, did you ever, when you were out there in California, anticipate what has happened to you? Did you even dream of anything like this? I don't know anyone who would dream like this.
No, you probably couldn't. So this is, you know, of course it feels just like my life and it feels like the things that I've done, you know, my whole life. But you're right, it's been a lot of progression of a lot of things to get to this point. So I don't take any of those things for granted and certainly appreciative of doing something that I really love to do for a profession. You know, I like being a great example for some young athletes and, you know, for my teammates of hopefully how to do things the right way.
You mentioned that earlier, talking about a player proving people wrong. Are you still trying to prove people wrong? I anticipate you're past that.
I don't think you're ever past that. I think that's, you know, part of your character when, you know, you're faced with the, you know, everyone has faced adversity in their career. You ask any player in the locker room, any coach, and they've dealt with something. And, you know, we've all got a story to tell. So, you know, it's not easy to get to this point for anybody. It's a lot of hard work and commitment by a lot of guys, but, you know, we're very fortunate to be in the positions we're in. And, you know, we're just going to go out and try to, as Coach Belichick always says, be a pillar in the community and also win a lot of football games. So,
just your quick thoughts on Ty going into the Hall of Fame.
I think it's great. I mean, it's really cool kind of things, the way that the Hall of Fame's evolved over the last few years, and some really great players have been in there, and Ty's one of the best that I've ever played against. So, you know, he had a great, unique play style, and he's another guy who really make quarterbacks pay. You know, he was really a playmaker, and that's what I had a lot of experience going up against him when I was younger, and he made a lot of plays for us in big games. So, It's cool to see him go in. He's been around quite a bit, so you know, I've always kind of kept in touch with him, and you know, it'll be really cool to see on Friday night. Well, we got a lot of linebackers that can cover, and they do a great job covering. So I think Jamie's done a great job of that since he's got here, and James, Gerard, Dante, all those guys have, you know, they're good. They're big, they're physical, they're athletic, they're quick, they got good long speeds. So, you know, there's no easy plays out there against them. And if you make the play, you got to earn it. And they're going to make you earn it on every play. Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Tom.